due to observe August general election. Lusaka woman detained for allegedly killing two children, and in international news, UN sanctions paramilitary leaders over Sudan atrocities.
The Hottest News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
And now the news in detail. Government has extended an invitation to the European Union to deploy an election observation mission ahead of the August general election. Speaking during the official opening of the Zambia-European Union Partnership Dialogue, Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation Minister Nyambo Hainde said Zambia remains steadfast in its commitment to democratic governance. Mr. Hainde said the country is committed to transparency, accountability, and a credible democratic process.
Zambia remains steadfast in the commitment to democratic governance. As we prepare for the 2026 general election, the government of the Republic of Zambia values continued engagement with international partners. Zambia greatly values the EU's role in supporting macroeconomic stability, sustainability efforts, and economic development. Such support has been instrumental as Zambia works to restore fiscal discipline, promote transparency, and create an enabling environment for sustainable and inclusive growth.
Meanwhile, European Union Ambassador to Zambia and COMESA, Karolina Stajak, has emphasized the need for stronger oversight institutions and expressed gratitude for the invitation to observe the August general election.
As Zambia advances into its electoral year, we recognize the central role of strong institutions, transparency, and public trust in democratic processes. And in this context, as already alluded to by the Minister, the European Union is pleased to have received the invitation to deploy an EU election observation mission as part of our long-standing engagement in support of good governance and democracy.
Police in Lusaka have detained a 26-year-old woman identified as Mary Kachilika or Nimrod Kwamwena, phase 4, in connection with the alleged murder of two children aged 6 and 2. Police Deputy Public Relations Officer Chupo Kaitisha said the arrest followed a report received on February 25, 2026 at around 14:30 hours at Kwamwena Police Post from Titus Kamanga 29 of Nimrod Kwamwena, phase 5. Ms. Kaitisha said Mr. Kamanga reported that his second wife, Mary Kachilika, allegedly threw his two children from his first wife, Fanny Kanyungi, 26, into the Guerrero River in an incident believed to have occurred around 12 hours near the river in Nimrod, phase 5. She said preliminary investigations indicate that the complainant is in a polygamous marriage and married his second wife on January 10, 2025. Ms. Kaitisha has more details.
The second wife reportedly had experienced disputes arising from jealousy as one wife has children while the other does not. On the day of the incident, the husband had reportedly gone to work while the first wife was outside doing house chores. The children were inside the house eating. The mother later heard the children crying and upon checking, discovered they were missing. She followed the direction of the cries towards Ngwerere River. At the river, she found Mary Kachilika had been rescued by a local fisherman, age 28, who was
the country's Zambia Community Council, and the country's education of when inflation is that low, there must be some means to impact on the ground. And when I was under the Kerala process, I was going to tell them to the phone, I'm going to go back to America.